It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily.
Ostrowski and Chris Ranji with you on this Friday. Chris Ranji celebrates Christmas in May throughout the entire year with his Christmas blend coffee and his decorations around his home. Do some of the baseball teams do the halfway? Is it? I know the White Sox would do a halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Yes. Do they do a halfway to Christmas too?
No, I've never heard of it.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Like Christmas in July or something?
They do a lot of crazy stuff like Elvis Night. I don't know if all teams are like that. Like at Wrigley, they don't do that stuff.
Yeah, the Sox have been known for their promotions for a really long time.
Yeah.
And they've been doing Elvis Night forever.
Polish Day.
Popular. Yeah, they do have Polish Heritage Night.
Yes.
Which you would love.
Who would not love the food?
Oh, Polish food's great.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's legitimately good. And then Dog Day. You know, you bring your dog to the ballpark.
I feel like every team does that.
I think
the
they
Cubs
do it
are
now.
The exception.
Yeah, they do it now. But I'm pretty sure the Sox, if they weren't the first, they were one of the first to have a night where, and then there are no fireworks for people who don't and have never gone. They don't do fireworks. Like if somebody hits a home run, there's no fireworks so that you don't frighten the dogs, which is funny because my dog I had when I was growing up, when the 4th of July was the worst. She would hide under the couch all day, all night. I kind of felt bad for her, but man. Anyway, Dog Day, fun day at the ballpark, Joe. You should get a chance and go.
Well, my favorite part about Dog Day is the no fireworks because the radio analyst, Darren Jackson, when a White Sox player would hit a home run and normally you'd have fireworks going off. Yeah, he's like, boom, pow, pew-pew. I'm like, what's he doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, no fireworks. It's Dog Day.
Oh, God, he's great. I love
let's bring in our board op, Jake Hassan. We've got, what, six topics? Let's see if we can get through all of these. Jake, what are we thinking? Topic number one for Nickel or Dime.
Topic number one comes from the NBA, talking about the championship. Would you rather do $500 on the 76ers at plus 900 to win the title or $1,000 on the Clippers at plus 500?
Oh, boy. This one. Okay, so now I'm assuming AD's fine. Like I mentioned, I don't think it's anything serious with his back. It's all about the path. And the Philadelphia path with a 2.5 game lead for the one seed in the Eastern Conference. Now they don't have to deal with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. It's going to be Brooklyn or Milwaukee that they're going to have to face off against. And then you look at the path for the West. It's brutal. It's brutal. In addition to Lakers, Clippers, Suns, Denver, Jazz, Mavs are at the bottom now. They're in that 5-6 range. Portland playing well. Just because of the path, I'd have to go 500 on the Sixers nickel.
I agree with you. I am more afraid of the teams at the bottom of the conference, the teams that are, you know, that will end up making the playoffs but are at the bottom, you know, that's 7 through 10. I would be more concerned about all of those teams than I would be, you know, the bottom, you know, the 8, 9, 10 or whatever in the East. So I totally agree with you on that. But for me, everything is really going to come down to whether or not LeBron is healthy. If LeBron James is healthy, then the Clippers are probably not going to advance. But I don't think he is. I mean, he's able to play, but I don't know how he is an old LeBron right now. Like he isn't the guy from last year or the year before that. He's banged up. And I think he's going to be banged up by the time they get to the playoffs, which then does make the path for, I would say,
the Clippers are your team if it's not the Lakers.
No, I'm saying if all this with LeBron plays out. So that being said, I'm still on the 76ers right now with the way they're playing. They're sitting atop the conference. I think their path, like you said, to get there is easier. So I'm right there with you on this.
Okay. Staying in the NBA.
Are you all right, Jake?
That was just such an abrupt end. I was not ready for that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'll trail off next time.
I mean, no, you have Christmas decorations to worry about and stuff.
No, they're down now.
Well, yeah, but now you got to worry about when you're going to put them up.
May.
It's wild that you didn't keep them up.
I got a couple of months.
He's working on Halloween right now. Yeah.
Fair. Okay. Joe, this one might hurt you. 500 on Tibbs at plus 200 to win coach of the year, or $1,000 on Monty Williams at minus 305.
I don't understand the odds here. Why is Monty minus 305?
Yeah, wasn't it just the other way around?
Well, I just don't understand. It was closer to even money, but then all of a sudden now he's minus 305 favorite. I don't understand that. And right now Phoenix isn't even the one in the West. And my approach for the coach of the year, if I had a vote, would be whichever team ends up with the one seed in the West, the better conference, that's the way I would go. And it's not like these teams were expected to be battling for the one seed. However, every time we talk to NBA writers, every time I hear them on podcasts, on TV, radio, and this is brought up to a man, Tibbs. So the bet is Tibbs at plus 200 because I think that's how they are going to vote. It wouldn't be my pick, but again, we're on a nickel here. Tibbs plus 200. I guess there's value.
Well, I'm nickel on that with you as well. And the reason for it is, and I know we've talked about this before, nothing has changed for me. The Knicks are playing just about as well as Phoenix has been playing over the last couple of weeks. And 2 weeks ago, Thibodeau was easily the favorite to win that award. And we were talking about it. And I don't think a whole lot has changed for me. I go back and look at what they did last year. I think there's some merit to you saying, you know, whoever finishes higher in the conference, or, you know, if Phoenix ends up winning the conference, if they're the first seed in the West, then maybe you give it to him. I look at where both teams came from last year. The Knicks had a much longer path to get to where they are now than what Phoenix has had to do to get to where it is now. The Knicks won 21 freaking games last year. They were terrible. The Knicks were really, really bad. Phoenix wasn't great, but the Knicks were really, truly, astoundingly bad. And now here they are with the fourth seed. They're playing good basketball, and they're doing it in New York. They're doing it with a franchise that everybody cannot wait to vote for. You know what I mean? Like, they can't wait for the Knicks to be a thing again. And the Knicks are a thing again. The Knicks are actually making New York Knicks fans angry whenever they play poorly. And in the last several years, if they play poorly, it was like, who cares? Because we know they're bad. But now they have played themselves into mattering, and they had a longer path to get there. So I still think Thibodeau is the guy.
Yeah, if they go this route, what the voters are going to be saying is, with this specific season, because of the Knicks, we're taking the NFL approach, which for the coach of the year is always exceeding expectations. Which team jumped up the most that we were not expecting? And usually for the NBA coach of the year, it's about being a one or a two. So they would be going against that trend a little bit.
But teams play tonight, by the way, against each other.
So. Yeah, who knows? Maybe they're going to be fighting for that. If Tibbs could have shorter odds in 24 hours.
Winner gets the award.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, one NBA game. It all comes down to one regular season NBA game. Both nickel on Tibbs.
All right, moving to baseball. $500 on the Cleveland Indians at plus 500 to win the AL Central, or $1,000 on the future home of Albert Pujols and the White Sox at minus 150.
No. Jerry Reinsdorf called Bob Nightingale. He said there's no truth to that, but I don't know if he spoke with Tony La Russa. I still think it's going to happen. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Well, Tony's brushing up on the rule book probably, so.
Still mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jesus.
Is that the rule is?
In a reporter in a press conference, Zoom call, whatever you want to say, is reading the rule book to a professional manager. He's reading the rule book. We throw that around all the time. That's unbelievable.
And then Joe, David Bell on the other side asked about the same rule. He's like, the league made it very clear this was going to be the rule this year. In spring training, they told us.
Yeah.
And you know, that used to be his manager. And he said, you know, I wasn't trying to show him up. It was just, you know,
answering the question.
That was the question. Like, the league told us, and they made it clear this was going to be a rule. And I get it. He's an American League manager, but.
Yeah. No, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well, okay. You're going to play in a lot of National League parks this year. It's a rule you have to know.
Yeah.
It's a rule that matters.
Okay. So I've been thinking about this division a lot, and there's no clarity at all. If you want to make a case for any of four teams, like, okay, I'll hear you out.
Yeah.
I'll hear you out. I would probably bet on a team that isn't mentioned here. I'd look at the Twins.
Twins.
They still have the most talent. But given these two options, Indians or White Sox, White Sox with all the injuries. My worry about the Sox is there's no way this pitching can continue. Are they going to be able to hold this team up for the entire year? So I would say no. And because you have the elite pitching with the Indians, maybe there's a better chance that they can keep it up. I'd go Cleveland, but my real answer is Minnesota.
I think that's fair. I'm going Cleveland on this with the nickel because of the value in it. I still do think the White Sox are the favorite. And I don't mean like the consensus favorite. I think they're my favorite to win the division because I think the pitching is going to be strong enough to get them to that point. It just may not be as good as it is right this second. But I still think it's going to be good enough. The problem is, are they going to score enough runs for themselves? But you could say the same thing about Cleveland. Are they going to score enough runs for themselves?
Fangraphs projections, White Sox 86 wins, Cleveland 83. Pretty close.
Yeah, and, you know, 86 might win the division.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just for the purposes of value here, and not because I'm with you. I don't have a strong confidence in any of these teams in the division right now. If the White Sox were healthy, if they didn't have two massive injuries to the outfield, I'd say, oh, absolutely. If that was the number, same number, which it wouldn't be, it'd be much different. But if it were that exact same number, I'm absolutely taking the dime on the White Sox. But because of the injuries, that leaves a lot of doubt for me. So just because I don't have to commit as much money, I'll take the nickel on Cleveland.
Staying with baseball, going to the AL East now, $500 on the surprise Red Sox at plus 350 to win the AL East, or $1,000 on the Yankees at minus 145.
Okay, so the Yankees are 2.5 games back, sitting in fourth place in the American League East. Will they be for long? Probably not. Not with the way Giancarlo Stanton is hitting right now. Dude. And the way the Pinstripes are playing. Listen, oh, by the way, yesterday, let me address this first off. While I have enjoyed all the booing in the Bronx, I also enjoyed the hell out of Altuve hitting that homer late in the game.
It was a bomb, too.
Oh, I did have Houston plus 200 in that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an awesome moment of afternoon baseball. Feels like Yankees at a discount at minus 145. I'm going dime for the first time in today's game. Give me the Yankees. Still don't have any faith in the Boston pitching, even though pleasant surprise for Red Sox fans so far.
Yeah. I hate to agree with you on this again, because I think we've gone
four for four.
In step. Yeah. We're in step so far. The Yankees are not as bad as they started the season. Their April, the way they played, they're much better than that. And I don't think there's a ton of value in minus 145, but it isn't terrible. It isn't terrible. And I still do think they end up winning that division. What I think is going to happen here is Boston, by the time you get to the end of the year, and by the way, people in Boston, they believe that team is legit. They are looking at what the Red Sox are doing. And, you know, that is that's a fan base that's not, they're not very Pollyanna, you know, like they will, if they think their team sucks, they're going to let you know. Mm-hmm. And they feel confident in what they are. But I just think the Yankees have more. The Yankees have a stronger potential for a starting rotation. They got one of the best pitchers on the planet in their rotation. And that offense, Giancarlo Stanton is hitting the ball harder than anybody in baseball. He has more of the like plus 110 exit velocity numbers, like by a mile over anybody else. So as long as he stays healthy, that team's going to rake and they're going to end up winning that division. I don't think that month of April for them is the real Yankees. I think they're much better than that.
Well, do you want to try and fit one more in?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just right, throw it.
Padres or Dodgers to win the division? Padres are plus 250, Dodgers are minus 400.
The Fangraphs projections have both teams with 94 wins. I'll take the value. Give me San Diego, even though San Francisco's still in this race.
Right there with you, Joe. Yeah. The value's there.
Value is there. Dodgers can lose. What do you know? That's something we've learned over the last couple of weeks. Coming up next, Joe Osborne from Odd Shark will be here to talk Major League Baseball, NBA, and UFC on the BetQL Audio Network.